News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as you heard there earlier, US President Donald Trump has said that Moscow and Kyiv will immediately start negotiations towards a ceasefire to end the war. It comes following a call between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. And Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Karen.
What do you make of these developments? Do you take them at face value?
Well, I think we have to look at this in the context of President Trump's enthusiasm. I mean, you'll recall that before his inauguration, he said he'd probably solve this war before he got elected. Then he said it was going to be 24 hours, then 100 days. And actually what we're seeing now is almost a start of his disengagement. He, although he claims that ceasefire talks start immediately, if you listen to some of the rest of the stuff he talks about, he says it's not my war. He says this is a European situation. It should be handled by the Europeans. And even Putin, he's turned around and said there's no deadline for talks. This is a complex deal. And Putin was actually at a Russian music school in Sochi when he was making this call. Putin is not serious at all about coming to any sort of peace deal. He's playing Trump, and Trump is finally starting to realize that. And when he was asked by a reporter, President Trump, does he have a red line? And he said, well, I do. It's in my head. I'm not going to talk about it. But I do think he's gradually moving himself away from this. He's talking about the future. It'll have to be Russia and Ukraine in discussions for any ceasefire. So I really don't think we're going to see any progress in this at all. And I think Trump is starting to realise that.
I'm going to ask you the same question that reporter asked Trump in that little clip that we played there. You know, how committed do you think that Putin is to peace rather than he's just buying time? Well, you're saying he's just buying time to some extent.
Well, the problem is I'm a grey-haired, seasoned sort of war fighter myself. And wars, particularly for Ukraine, this is a battle for national survival. Both President Putin and Zelensky, their countries have paid a huge price so far to achieve the outcomes that Russia wants. And they're not going to just abandon those. They're going to double down until they've achieved the objectives that they've set themselves. So the only way to stop this war is either that they both come to some sort of stalemate. They are not at that stage at the moment. Or they have to be forced to stop, whether militarily or economically. And you'll recall that President Trump had talked about the potential for imposing 50% sanctions on countries that bought Russian oil. That would dramatically affect Russia's ability to finance the war. But unless you do something economically pretty significant or get directly involved militarily, you're going to leave it to President Putin. And he's going to continue fighting until he's achieved his objectives, however much we want that to end.
So, Sean, from what you're saying, all of this is something of a pantomime. Is that what we're really seeing unfolding? It's not real.
Well, in terms of pantomime, in terms of President Trump's aspiration to bring the war to an end, I have no doubt that President Trump hates the fact there's bloodshed and wants to do a deal, find some way of stopping it. The trouble is, this is not a business. This is actually a war. And what we're actually seeing play out at the moment is what the Europeans have recognised for some time, that you have to get involved directly if you're going to have an influence on this war. Writing letters or standing on stages and asking for the war to end is not going to have any effect whatsoever. The problem is now, I think, is that despite President Trump's very warm words, that leaves the European leaders in a really difficult situation, because it looks like America's starting to distance itself from the war, focus elsewhere. And if that's the case, it's going to put an extra burden on Europe. And that is something that Putin, an emboldened Russia, will now push even harder this summer to have a major offensive. What is Ukraine going to do about that? And how is Europe going to fill the gap that America leaves if it decides to back off with military support?
And Sean, wasn't that sort of Trump's, I suppose, focus in the first place? He wanted to see Europe step up. He didn't want it to be the burden that the US was carrying, neither the negotiations nor the arming of Ukraine. He has said from the beginning that, you know, Europe needs to do more. And he's kind of following through on that. And Europe perhaps does need to do more. But what more should they be doing?
Well, that's a great question. I attended briefings, you know, a couple of years ago when the sort of European leaders were talking about we're stepping up our defence industry, we're ramping up our ability to deliver weapons. But the harsh reality is that has been incredibly slow. Russia has ramped up its own defence industry, now spending 40% of its GDP on weapons and defence. That is not what Europe is doing. And if America pulls away, even though America and Europe spend about the same money supporting Ukraine, it's America that provides most of the military hardware. This is going to be incredibly difficult. And I suspect Europe will have to look at different ways of engaging. There's been a lot of talk about Sky Shield, this idea that 120 West, you know, European fighter jets will get involved and start imposing a no-fly zone over Europe. I don't think anybody wants to put boots on the ground, but I do think European leaders are going to have to think more carefully and potentially upping the ante if they are serious about stopping Putin.
Yeah, it would appear that there's a lot more to unfold here going forward. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Sean. That's Sean Bell, their former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.